Well, my name's Debbie Chastain, and I have grew up living all over, and I'm looking forward to thinking about music in different ways. My father used to sing me Marty Robbins ballads about dying cowboys bleeding to death in the street as lullabies. He had a beautiful voice. But his best friend's daughter, Ginger, had all the albums. And so, with a little girl in the early to mid-60s turntable, and we would sit in her room for hours and listen to Marty Robbins over and over and over again. And I wanted a turntable of my own so much. But that was how we would spend afternoons. We would put it on, and then whatever we were playing, Marty Robbins was always there. I don't know the names of them, actually. I haven't followed up on my Marty Robbins stuff, but that I knew the name. And when he comes on the radio, I always recognize it. But I haven't followed up with that relationship with him. And my father sang his stuff very, very well. As lullabies, guys dying in the street. I feel a closeness to my father whenever I hear that music. And that's very nice because he's been gone for a bit. For my mother, it's old show tunes. My Fair Lady, Oklahoma, she loves them. My mother usually went with old spirituals like Swing Low, Sweet Chariot and that kind of thing. It was typically bedtime. Or sometimes if we were bored, it was Daddy sing to us, Mama sing to us. And they would. And it was just a very nice connection. My mother had played piano, but we didn't. My sister and I didn't get into that. But there was a lot of music around the house. When Daddy went into the Foreign Service, the first thing he bought when he had AFIS or PX or whatever privileges was a big turntable. I think it was Onkyo. And I don't remember the brands of all the other pieces or the speakers. But then we had extra speakers. And in one of our houses, I had the B-channel speakers in my bedroom. I was in high school then. If I slept too long, he'd put on Wagner at that volume. That's a rough way to wake up. We just enjoyed it. Absolutely. And one of the things it's done for me is anchor me. I can tell you what country we were living in with many songs. The first time I heard Dire Straits' Sultans of Swing album, several of us had left Botswana and driven to Durban, South Africa on Boxing Day, and then we came back on New Year's Eve, I think, so we weren't gone long, but we rented a house, and that album was one that they had, and we hadn't heard it before, so we played it over and over again. We were living in Niger, and one of the guys that the members of the Marine Security Guard had Aerosmith's Toys in the Attic album. And that's how, you know, it had probably been out for a couple of years because we got American music a little bit late most of the time. But that album anchors me to that spot and to the Ambassador Swimming Pool and the Marine House where we would go to see movies and that kind of thing. So I have a lot of memories tied to specific songs.
Mm-hmm. And what age were you when this was
on? I was in Niger at 17. I was probably 20 when we did the Durban adventure. We were living in Congo when Kung Fu Fighting came out. And there was a disco that we would go to, and everybody would get up and dance to that for some reason, as well as there was a ritual dance that we did to Richie Havens' La Bamba. And everybody would stand in a circle, and everybody'd be dancing, and somebody'd go in the middle, and they'd dance, and then they'd go, and they'd do the Belgian kiss, one on each cheek. And the person that they kissed would be the one that was in the middle of the circle next. And it was just kind of a ritual thing. But it was, I'll never forget it. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Next week, I've got tickets to see Willie Nelson and Warren Haynes and the Avett brothers, who are kind of newcomers, but they're within my comfort range so far as music goes.
So where's Willie Nelson performing?
Auction up in Phoenix.
Oh, cool. God, he's amazing.
He is. I know. And he's the only musician. We went to a concert as a family in Boone, North Carolina. It was in the football stadium at Appalachian State University. And it was my eldest niece, me, my father, and his mother, my grandmother. And that man rocked four generations of us. I don't think there are very many people that could do that. Well, country music as a whole is not my thing now. But I like Southern rock, and he got kind of melded into that. And I don't know. He was just always on when I was in the Appalachians.
So you're saying country music wasn't a thing, but Marty Robbins is...
Yeah, I mean, so far as my personal stuff, you know, I remember that, but it's not a radio station I'll look for now. But I do find I listen to Arizona Public Media a whole lot when I'm driving. Because, frankly, if I listen to rock and roll stations, I mean, Red Hot Chili Peppers will give me a speeding ticket in no time flat. There's just that response, you know, you want to put your foot down and go. You know, so I'm aware of the effects of it on me to that extent anyways. I'm totally unmusical, and if I ever get a very angry with you at your birthday, I'll call you up and sing to you. There are things that I remember about the feelings that I had. At college parties at Appalachian, it was not uncommon for there to be this group of guys that would decide they're going to sing along. And the band's The Weight and hitting those harmonies was always entertaining as all get out. I mean, it was wonderful that they were trying. And, you know, we were all somewhat altered. But it just gave such a great feeling of fellowship. Well, that varies from country to country. In Congo, the music is a thing. Congo's famous for rumba and several other styles, and it translates universally, whether one can understand it or not. It doesn't have like the South African harmonies. Yeah, you know, Ladysmith Black Mambazo was, but it's fabulous dance music, and exporting their dance music is one of the things to this day that Congo is famous for. Yeah, when I started thinking about doing this, one of the things that reemerged, because I've had the thought before, is that it does anchor me to different places in my travels. I use it that way. There are things that I can remember better. Like, in 6 months from now, if you ask me what Okapi, which was the nightclub that we went to most frequently, looked like, I wouldn't know. But when I listen to the songs in my head, I can see it. And that is a huge gift that this, that, you know, thinking about participating in this project has given me. So thank you.